So what up, people? This is GI Podcast number 10. I'm Nash.
I'm Sam.
Now you're probably hearing our voices after a long, long, long time, right?
Yeah,
But that's
way too
probably
long.
because, we kind of fucked up, so we're gonna take, onus on that. It's all good. But we're also busy with a lot of stuff. It didn't work out and blah blah blah. So once again, we tell you, we are gonna try and regulate this, make it a regular feature.
Yeah.
So basically this time's podcast, it's pretty awesome. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. We have basically an entire section dedicated to E3 2009, which is sort of a prediction come wish list kind of a thing.
Yeah.
We got tons of crazy ass reviews for you, including Infamous, Bionic Commando, UFC, and what's the last one, Sam?
That's about it, dude.
Okay, that's about
Unless
it.
you're playing
Okay.
something else.
Nah, man, nothing else. So that's about it. So we'll start off with E3, and then we slowly move on to our review section, all right?
For sure.
Now, basically, we hear that E3 is going to, come out with a bang. So there's going to be tons of announcements. There's going to be tons of shit happening there. So
And
today,
booth babes, too.
basically, oh yeah, for sure, dude. Booth babe. So basically, today, Sam and me, we're going to sit and we're going to dissect, or rather, we're going to try and, what are we going to do exactly?
Overanalyze,
We're going to
I guess.
analyze and see what basically comes out of E3. Okay. So we'll start off with some of the stuff you're looking forward to, Sam. So tell me,
Okay.
what are you looking forward to?
See, I'm looking forward to Heavy Rain, most of all. I really want to see what
Okay,
this game is like.
for people who've not heard of Heavy Rain, can you give me what's it all about, like in a nutshell?
Okay, Heavy Rain is actually, I'm not very sure. It's most probably a crime-based thriller game that kind of similar to Fahrenheit. They've paid a lot of attention to physics and script writing and the actors and the the expressions and all that. So basically, it's supposed to be this game that pushes the boundaries of what's possible in a video game. So
Is
we,
it?
people who
Okay.
played the game are saying that, we can't talk about the game, but it's going to be so awesome, it's going to blow your mind. So we don't know what it's going to be, but I'm hoping that's going to be really, really good. That's the top game on my list of games
All
to look
right.
out for.
What else?
Then, of course, there's Forza 3, which is definitely going to be there. Definitely going to be there.
Okay.
Coming out this year, most probably December. So that's one
All
game
right.
that I'm looking forward to. Then you,
All
then of
right,
course you
right.
have the usuals. You have God of War 3 that everyone's looking forward to. I want to see also Conviction, dude. I want to see that game. Splinter Cell.
Definitely,
Yeah,
dude. It's
sure.
been a while.
That'll be good.
All right. So basically, I've got a small wish list of my own. Okay. Now,
Shoot.
I'm gonna keep it really short, and it goes something like this. First of all, by the way, basically, this was what I had in mind before you spoke to the dude from Eidos.
Okay.
So basically, I'm hoping they do announce a new Hitman game at E3. Is that happening?
Definitely happening, dude. No
Okay,
doubt.
so I hope we get like some visual proof of T4 as well, maybe some screenshots, maybe video,
Unlikely,
but
dude.
for the
Very
love of
unlikely.
God,
Very
for the
unlikely.
love of God, no more cryptic fucking videos, dude. That shit
They're
sucks,
still.
man. It doesn't tell you anything. Then obviously, I want something in the Shadow of the Colossus universe because that game was tits, dude, and
Yeah,
having
yeah.
that game on the PS3 would be like epic. Now, the thing is that I'm not much into fighting games, I don't like fighting games at all, but if rumors are to be believed, then Rare may be announcing Killer Instinct 3 as well, which is going to be awesome because the game was like awesome, dude. And finally, dude, Rockstar was working on this game called L.A. Noire,
Yeah.
which was supposed to be a PS3 exclusive.
Yeah.
I just want to know if that game's dead like 8 days, or is it still alive, or is it like, what the fuck?
It's
Is it a
not
360 game? What's
dead
happening?
like 8 days, but it's pretty dead, I think. 8 days is a dead and buried, dude.
That's also, I'm hearing strong rumors of Crackdown 2, dude. That would be wicked.
It better happen, dude, because
It's gonna
I
happen.
don't want to hear
Dude,
about
plus,
APB and shit, dude. I want Crackdown 2.
no, you are gonna hear APB, but I'm hoping. Oh, I'm also hoping.
You won't
Maybe we could get like.
hear about both, dude. You'll either hear about APB or Crackdown 2. You won't hear about both. Highly unlikely.
Okay.
That's what
Also, do you think Rockstar would announce Manhunt 3?
I don't know.
Because that would be
Have
awesome
you
if they
heard?
did,
Have
dude.
you heard something?
No, but that's just like one of my wish lists, along with Duke Nukem Forever, which I know is going to be made one day or another, dude.
We
I know it's going to happen.
might as well even wish for Alan Wake, dude.
And can we put in 8 days in there as well,
Why
just
not?
for old time's sake, and 8 days getaway and all these games. Also, I'm hoping we'll see some sort of concrete footage for Max Payne 3.
Oh yeah,
Is that
for
a
sure, for sure.
possibility as well? Assassin's Creed 2, all the biggies and all,
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
predictable stuff, but at least I hope we get some good announcements. Also, what do you think about Kojima's new viral marketing thingy, dude? Please don't tell me it's MGS on the 360,
I don't know, but
because
whatever
that
it
was
is, you
like.
won't hear about it till E3, because the way this teaser thing is going is
Oh, it leads up
basically
to.
leads to May 31st, which is a day before E3. So whatever is going to be announced is going to happen in E3. So this is just a waste of time.
Alright. Okay, and now for our final segment, we're going to be talking about UFC 2009 Undisputed, right? Which apparently is a video game adaptation of this very popular sport right now, which actually taken the whole Western world by storm. Now,
yeah.
In case you haven't heard of it, UFC is not like WWE. You know, there's no fake shit. There's no like melodrama. It's just two guys in an octagon beating the fuck out of each other. Last
yeah.
man standing win. Of course, there are rules, right? It's not like a savage Mortal Kombat kind of a thing where you just can, you know, bite his balls off and shit. Basically, there are rules. And Sam's really been killing this game. So why don't you give us the lowdown on UFC, dude?
All right. Now, this is actually the same being made by the same guys who make the WWE games. And this is also going to be an annual franchise. But surprisingly for me, this plays nothing like the pro wrestling game that they make. There's actually a very, very deep combat system involved in the game, whereas you have all these kinds of strike attacks and grapple attacks and then clutches and takedowns and submissions and all that, but you also have ways to block and reverse each of these. Now, obviously, the game being so complex, like you will need to go through a tutorial before you jump into the career mode. And obviously, the first time you go there, it will be a little difficult and you won't be able to remember all the moves. So, you'll probably have to come back a few times to the tutorial, you know, to figure the game out.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get the controls right, the game is absolute joy, dude. Amazing game. Even the career mode is a little short. I mean, you can just play for seven in-game years, which basically turns out to about, I think, 5 to 6 hours of gameplay.
Okay.
It's a little short, but it's a lot of fun. So, definitely one game that you have to try out. Even if you aren't into UFC, if you aren't into the sport, into MMA and all that, if you just want a fighting game that is not maybe a Street Fighter or a Virtua Fighter or a Tekken, you want something, a brawling game, yeah? If you want a brawling game, then this is a game you need to try out. Regardless of whether you follow UFC or no, it's a great game.
So you would basically recommend this game to even newcomers out there?
Definitely.
Alright, so steep learning curve is not an issue as long as you put in a few hours into that.
Initially, it is because you will need to learn the controls and it's not easy to learn. But then once you figure it out, once you know your way around the game, then it becomes a lot of fun. Because the more you learn about it, the more ways there are to win a match. So that
basically,
is kind of rewarding.
From what I've played, it also uses the face buttons, but when you're on the mat, it also uses the analog stick like Fight Night, right? So it's like something like that going on there.
A lot, yeah.
It does a lot.
Especially to move around when you're on the mat, you know, to do reversals, transitions, all that requires the stick.
Right. See, the one thing that did strike me is that basically characters such as the fighters themselves are really well detailed and shit like that. Like, they actually look like the real-life counterparts. The only problem is what I saw is everything outside the octagon was very dull. You know, like the gym area where you basically train and stuff like that. It looks
very
archaic, you know? I mean, like, I'm not saying it has to be, like, crazily detailed, but still, it could have been a bit better than what they made it. You know, that's one of the things I felt. Yeah.
It could have been. Also, the animations left a lot to be desired, dude. I mean, especially having played Fight Night, which is like now what, 3 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
It came out in 2006, right? The animation and that, especially even you see
yes.
the slow motion and
yeah,
all,
that's
awesome,
one thing
dude.
I was coming to. You know, the thing is that I've seen UFC in real life and it's a pretty brutal sport. Now, the thing is that the game, being a game that it is, and it has that liberty, you know, to take things a little in the over-the-top way, things that I don't think they use this franchise really well. I mean, the game did not make me feel like I was beating the fucker or someone. You know, in Fight Night, when, you know, during
true,
the slow
true.
Motion, you actually feel the punch. Boom. Here, I was like, whatever. Boom. The guy just slumps down. You know, Havoc engine fueling this fighter and all is good and a lot was made about it, but I don't think it's done the engine full justice as well. You know, it could have been a little more visceral, a little more like, oh, you know, you should actually sit on your chair and be like, I'm not talking about in-depth X-ray vision where you actually see his neck snap and shit, but something a little around the lines of Fight Night would have been cool. But I guess, you know, these guys, they did away with all the flash and with all the stuff. They just went down to core gritty gameplay. So I'm sure if you're a fan of this franchise, you will fucking love this shit. But if not, also like Sam said, give it a bit of patience. Maybe pick it up from GI Trading Post or something before you shell out money for it. And you probably dig it, man. So yeah, that's UFC for you guys.
Sure.
And now we come... the game everyone's pretty much been waiting for, that's Infamous, dude. So
Good game,
yeah,
dude.
I
Good
mean,
game.
so first of all, I'm gonna say something. Honestly speaking, when I saw Infamous for the first time, I wasn't impressed. I was like, dude, this game looks like ass. It plays like ass with just electricity and all. The platforming is like ass. I was like, fuck that shit. Prototype's gonna own this. But now after playing the game, dude, I'm like, the game's a lot of fun. In fact, the visuals are still not the game's strong point, but they've improved significantly since our last build. And secondly, also, I'm
Yeah.
saying that the game itself is a lot of fun. Sure, platforming is a little fuck all. I think it's a little too simple. Like, just jump, 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 and he's like, boom, boom, boom. He goes everywhere. So there's no
Yeah.
satisfaction of scaling
Right.
a
Yeah.
tower in a sense. And plus, he keeps sticking to everything like a fucking spider, which is good when you're trying to go up, but when you're coming down, it's a little bit of a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Down and
Yeah.
sideways also when you're
So,
moving
and there are so
forward.
many times when I'm fighting on the street, right? I'm trying to avoid a Reaper, I'm jumping up, and boom, next thing I know, Cole's hanging from a fucking lamppost, dude. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So, yeah.
This happened
Yeah,
at
but
a
other than
specific
that, the
time
whole
too.
morality system, the variations of weapons that have been actually represented with electricity, all that's pretty cool, man. What do you think?
Yeah. I love it, dude. Especially the city itself, the way that people react to you and all is very cool. Also the missions are, I mean, so far I'm about 30% to the game and it hasn't been as much reputation as I had expected. So I'm pretty happy in that respect as well.
All right. See, the thing with the game is that basically you have your regular missions and you have your side missions, right? Now, your side missions are
Yeah.
basically variations of your main missions at the same time. But now, the thing is that the advantage over here is that doing a side mission not only grants you XP that basically helps you upgrade your powers and stuff, but it clears an area of enemies. And once that happens, you can platform
Yeah.
your way in peace. Because the thing is that after a few hours maybe of gameplay, you'll get the ability to grind on rails, on wires, and dude, that is
Yeah,
psycho
yeah, yeah,
liberating, man. That shit is crazy. It becomes
yeah.
a little
Awesome.
mind fucking when you have like 100 people shooting at you. So first thing, go do a side quest, liberate that area, and then find all the dead drops, all the shards and everything there, explore to your heart's content. Oh yeah, another thing about the enemies, I think they're like a little too aggressive, and I mean they attack in twos and stuff. Yeah,
And there's
it's
many
like
of
fucking
them.
Serious Sam. I'm telling you, after the second island, right? It was like Serious Sam for me. Then they keep repeating boss fights, and that game, it goes dangerously towards boredom and repetition, but somehow it doesn't fall fully inside it. It just like kind of just scopes it out mindedly. It keeps throwing the same golems at you, those mechanical golems at you, but it's
Yeah.
all good, because you have your electric grenades, you have your electric rockets by then, so owning them is fucking fun. Frame rates do dip a
Yeah.
lot for me, at least.
They dip a lot, but
Yeah, true
considering
that.
what's happening
True.
on screen, it doesn't dip
Definitely.
that much. Yeah. It does, but not it doesn't
A
ruin
very
the
funny
game.
thing happened to me. Check it out. Now, as you know, Cole basically has electricity through his veins, so obviously he can't fall in water. He's going to get fucking fried. Now, the thing is that I was walking on the
Yeah.
bridge, right? And suddenly, boom, I just fell through the bridge into the water. Mad clipping issues. In fact, this happened to me twice, and I also came across a lot of clipping issues around the city. Now, what code we have is basically review code. It's final code. They're not game-breaking bugs by any means, right? But they're still there, and it's like reflects on them a bit sloppily. But other than that, I think the game's awesome. It's fun to play. If you own a PS3, buy that motherfucker ASAP. UFC is a tryout and then buy probably. And yeah, that's about it for our show today. We covered E3, we covered our reviews. Next time, we'll probably have a shitload of E3 stuff to talk about because by the time our next part hopefully comes out, E3 will be over. We'll have reviewed Damnation, which I'm not looking forward to a lot though, after seeing some of its reviews. So yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about, man. So stay tuned, and we promise, right, Sam? We promise we're gonna try doing this regularly. If not, I'm going to give you both Sam and my
Definitely.
address, and you can come and try and kick our asses. All right. Till then,
Totally.
this is Nash signing off.
I see you guys.